CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Severe weather has claimed at least 10 lives in the southeast. Captain Scott Powell with Atlanta Fire Rescue Department on scene where a large tree uprooted and hit a home, killing one person.
It was an extremely large tree that came down and it caught the corner of the structure. And because of the large weight and size of the tree, it made it an extended operation.
CBS's Skylar Henry says severely cold weather is now flowing in.
The concerns here in Atlanta are shifting from wind to bitter cold. Temperatures are expected to drop to the teens and in some cases the single digits, leaving new concerns about icy roads and burst pipes.
President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency Task Force continues to take aim at the U.S. Agency for International Development.
The agency delivers critically needed humanitarian aid overseas. President Trump has made unproven claims of fraud and wants to shut it down. But can he do that? Republican Andrew Natsios, a former USAID administrator, tells CBS's 60 Minutes no.
AID is a statutory agency. The Foreign Assistance Act, I believe, is 300 or 400 pages long. You can't rescind that without an act of the Congress, and the Congress has not acted.
USAID spending in 2023 was less than 1% of the federal budget. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford tells us President Trump's efforts to stop congressionally approved spending or divert the funds to other purposes seems headed to the nation's highest court.
They spent months on these executive orders, and they targeted unpopular political programs or issues, and they also targeted areas of the law that they thought the Supreme Court may be about to head towards. And so there are a number of these cases they've teed up specifically for a Supreme Court fight.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is heading to Saudi Arabia this week for talks about the Middle East, and he may meet with Russian diplomats on ending the war in Ukraine. Rubio discussed those diplomatic efforts on CBS's Face the Nation.
The next few weeks and days will determine whether it's serious or not. Ultimately, one phone call does not make peace. One phone call does not solve a war as complex as this one. But I can tell you that Donald Trump is the only leader in the world that could potentially begin that process.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky is already in the Middle East, arriving in the United Arab Emirates. DeepSeek, the Chinese artificial intelligence startup, has temporarily paused downloads of its chatbot apps in South Korea while officials there review how it handles user data. They're especially focused on addressing privacy concerns, and they've removed the app from app stores there. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
I'm Sia, and I support Humane World for Animals, formerly called the Humane Society of the United States. Together, we have created a new version of Peter Gabriel's beautiful song, Salisbury Hill, to celebrate Humane World for Animals and everything they do. Enjoy the song and join us in helping Humane World for Animals end animal cruelty.
Are you ready for some Girl Scout cookies? Here's help in finding them.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
Dreaming of a do-si-do? Salivating for some Samoas? Thinking excessively about Thin Mints? Well, it's Girl Scout cookie time. And if you haven't gotten that knock on your door from a pint-sized scout selling the iconic treats, the Girl Scouts have you covered. On their website, they now have a cookie finder. You enter your zip code and you'll be blessed with all the cookie booths nearest to you, or you can even have them shipped directly to your door. The Girl Scout Cookie Program is the largest girl-led entrepreneurial program in the world. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The NAACP wants Black Americans to steer their buying power toward corporations that haven't pulled back from diversity programs, and they're keeping a list. Some studies value Black purchasing power at over $1 trillion. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight. Lows drop down to zero. Wind chills to 15 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold tomorrow. A high near 10 above. Down to 5 below tomorrow night. Wind chills to 20 below. Sunny and a high of 10 Tuesday. Currently we're at 8.
I wish. Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ooh. up on a roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's stay together.
just came to see
started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN. Be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I keep on dancing for the time. see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh,
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Thank you.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Five people are behind bars and charged with murder in the horrific death of a transgender man in Western New York. CBS News correspondent Chanel Call has more.
A missing persons investigation turned gruesome murder case has stunned New York authorities.
This is by far the worst homicide investigation that our office has ever been a part of.
Police say 24-year-old Sam Nordquist's body was found in a field in northern New York last Thursday, 4 days after his family requested a welfare check. Nordquist's mother says she was concerned.
The last time I talked to Sam was January 1st.
Police say it appears Nordquist was tortured. Kentucky is under a federal disaster declaration after heavy rains and winds caused flooding and downed trees. 10 people died in the southeast, 9 in Kentucky. CBS News correspondent Nicole Valdez is in Bowling Green.
It's not just the significant amount of rain and all that flooding. We know there were several tornadoes reported in states including Mississippi, Alabama, and of course in the northern tier, places like Detroit saw an incredible amount of snowfall. So you are really getting a lot of people impacted by some sort of significant weather event just in this weekend alone.
Thousands of probationary federal health agency workers were fired by letter over the weekend as the Trump administration continues to dismantle federal agencies.
The effort is spearheaded by the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, led by billionaire Elon Musk. Thousands of federal employees have been